Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts. He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg being back on the show. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and 17 years now. Chief Economist for the NFIB and one of America's top economists. And the purveyor of the NFIB Index for Small Business Optimism now. Right out of high school, he started it 40-something years ago, and he's our good friend. Bill, welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
It's good to have you back. And so the news this month, is a little bit more cautionary, isn't it?
Oh, only a teeny bit. I mean, yeah. You know, if you're a statistician, you'd say, none of these changes over the last couple of months. We're still in the 104 range. Right, so it's just moving up a few.
We're still above. We're still
that's
above
sampling
the
error. Right.
Yeah,
right.
We're still above. I mean, we're like 10 points above where we spent 8 years. Right.
Exactly. 98 was the average, and we never got to that even. So the
most
average
of the time
of the
in
recovery
the
was like 88. You know,
right.
I mean, so we're so far away from there. It's wonderful.
Yeah. No. This is good news. But as I've said before. Bill, I wrote a piece about this. Your small business, unlike Wall Street, which can actually cash in on optimism, small business can't. We can't fry optimism out here on the street.
That's true.
We can only fry when the cash register rings.
Yeah.
So, but the overall amount came down just a tiny bit. The overall index did, but it's still well above the 40-something year average, and
98. Yeah.
And we're still very hopeful. That things are going to turn around. But we need other people to come and play in our backyard, Bill. We need the government to get out of our way more. We need more help with health care. And we need Wall Street to come back to the marketplace.
Yep. Well, you know, we have to just hope now that we're on that track. I mean, I think what our owners need to see out there is progress. That is, that things are happening that move us toward those goals, which in our NFIB survey were, one, get rid of rising health care costs, number one.
Right.
Number two, fix the cost of complying with all this stupid regulation. And number three, fix the tax code.
Mm-hmm.
And those are top three out of 75.
Right.
And if we're making progress there, I think our people will then see that down the line in the future, which is what all business decisions are about, is the future, they'll say, okay, you know, I can invest in the future that looks like that, where these changes are happening, are going to happen.
Right. No question about it. Now, absolutely. So, what are some other things? The labor market was up just a little bit.
Yeah, those numbers look very strong. That was good. The job openings number, which is a great predictor of the unemployment rate, was about as high as we've seen since back in the 80s, I guess. It was
right.
Very, very strong. And, of course, the unemployment rate's down at a ridiculously low 4.5%, which is not just a function of labor demand. It's also a function of labor supply. And we don't control the supply side. We only do the demand side.
Right.
We're looking for workers. We certainly are looking for them. The compensation numbers continue to be good. That is, more and more firms are raising comp, which is the only thing you can do. I mean, if you can't find your workers to fill the position, you have to offer more and let the market try to solve this problem. The government can't really get in and resolve this problem. And, you know, heaven help us if they try.
Right.
And so that'll be good. So that looked good. And our jobs number was very good. Our people added a lot of jobs. And it showed up in the BLS number last week. And so we're happy.
Well, and on our front, we polled our folks this week about hiring, and we're about split, really. We're about half said we're hiring or we'll hire when we see a strong economy, and the other half pretty much said, we're not hiring, or we are hiring, but we can't find qualified applicants. But the truth is, two-thirds are saying we're hiring if we can see a better economy, or if we can hire the quality of people we want.
Right.
So that's kind of a good number there, isn't it? Two-thirds.
Yeah.
Two-thirds are ready to go. They just need some evidence and some help.
Right. And for and it is clear that this labor shortage is hurting us in some markets,
right?
In manufacturing and more so even in construction, where there are skill sets that are needed to build houses. We can't find people. That's
yep.
where our job openings number is the biggest,
mm-hmm.
and the supply of housing is lagging. Kind of fundamental demand,
yep.
and of course, house prices are rising, which those of us who have a house like that, but those
right.
who want to buy one are not quite so happy.
It's a tough time, yep. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. Quick break, 10:20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.